there will absolutely be an outbreak of another pandemic. It may be next year, or it may be in your grandparent, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren's lifetime. We don't know.
So when Fauci says an imminent new virus is coming out, like he did in 2017, that Trump will be challenged by a novel virus that will, you know, change society forever, they had the gun loaded, it pointed at our head, and they pulled the trigger. So that's just one of these articles that we're going to be going over today. Here we go again. Dr. Fauci was at a town hall with Jim Acosta 3 days ago and said there will absolutely be an outbreak of another pandemic. It may be next year. Can a Republican DA please indict this death doctor and find out what he knows? Now, we actually know that they created the virus years before they released it. It was a big scandal in 2015 when Obama had it developed by Fauci. It's a weak version of super powerful versions they've got. They've also got weaponized Marburg ready to release that kills 90% of those that are infected. That makes us about 95 times stronger than the COVID variant that was first put out. They created the whole deal. They gained a function. It's all been out for 3 years. I had the man, the professor that authored the chemical and biological weapons laws that are on the books today in the United States and helped write the world treaties on in February and March of 2020, detailing absolutely every facet of this. They did the CRISPR gene editing scan, knew how it was man-made, and knew exactly who made it. And then slowly over the years, mainstream news has to admit it's true. After years of them blocking, even questioning, did it come out of a lab? But it came out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Came out of the University of Texas, and it was then fenced into China to be released so they could have plausible deniability that they did it. And I hate communist China, but they didn't release this. And you've even seen top scientists in Redfield and all of them say, this came out of U.S. labs. Because they know the Pentagon was instructed to build it by Obama. They knew the Pentagon put the grants out through the NIH and others. And then the Pentagon ran the fear campaign, the censor campaign, the force injection campaign. I'm not an enemy of our military, but the Pentagon has been seized by the globalists and is in control. So you have Robert Kennedy Jr. saying that. You have Dr. Peter McCullough saying it. But you had countless others saying it. And the evidence coming out, the emails and documents and meetings, and congressional hearings. But we had Dr. Francis Boyle on 3+ years ago, dozens of times. He was on a couple times a week for months, specifically giving you the entire battle plan of the enemy. So when Fauci says an imminent new virus is coming out, like he did in 2017, that Trump will be challenged by a novel virus that will, you know, change society forever. They had the gun loaded, it pointed at our head, and they pulled the trigger. So that's just one of these articles that we're going to be going over today. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. All of this information is a theme of the globalists attacking us through asymmetrical fifth, sixth generational warfare. All of it. To undermine society, to create a new dark age, except for high-tech reservations, the globalist corporations and governments will control. And I'm going to tie the poison shots into what they call fluoride. It's more than fluoride. Just like the so-called vaccine isn't a classic vaccine. It's an mRNA function. Well, a gene therapy. It's the same thing with the fluoride. It's hundreds of toxic chemicals, up to 300 on average. It's about 380 plus that are in some of the samples that have been tested that are dumped in your municipal water supply, and it lowers fertility and lowers IQ. And since fluoridation began in 47, IQ has dropped more than 20 points on average in the United States. They've got IQ tests they've done in towns in the UK. Only about 20% of the UK is fluoridated. People that have lived there over several generations have lower IQs than those nearby, and they're less fertile. This is a weapon system. The globalists want to dumb down the West, impoverish the West, destroy us, so we're not seen as something to aspire to by the third world that's been totally enslaved. Now, if you go back to early 2017, Trump had gotten into office, and Fauci got up and said, Trump will be challenged by a new virus, a new pandemic. And we now know that he engineered it, had it all prepared with Obama and the deep state. That's all come out even in Congress. We're going to play that clip in a moment. Now he's come out in yet another cryptic statement 3 days ago on April 3rd. We're going to play that in a moment. But first, here he is in 2017.
I have been around for a while and have had the opportunity and the privilege and the pleasure of serving in five administrations. I thought I would bring that perspective to the topic today, is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with. So for those who think that infectious diseases is gone, there's so many people who have made foolhardy statements not knowing at the time.
So they love to tell you what they're going to do and telegraph it to their minions because they all celebrate in the open criminal announcement. So there's even worse clips than that. 2 years before the outbreak, he's on C-SPAN with all the different federal heads of agencies, Health and Human Services, EPA, FDA, heads of universities, and he says, we're going to need a new virus, probably out of China, something like bird flu, to blow up the old system where it doesn't take years to get a shot approved, and we're just going to roll all the mRNA out and take over. So that's what they've done. Now they're like, oh, we've got mRNA for cancer and mRNA for depression, and oh, it's just everything. It's so wonderful, and it's totally safe, though we're not going to test it, and all those real studies show it hurts you. So here we go again. Now this is him on television, April 3rd, bragging, saying there will absolutely be an outbreak of another pandemic. It may be next year. Here it is.
So if we really want to prevent the next pandemic, and there will be one, there will absolutely be an outbreak of another pandemic. It may be next year, or it may be in your grandparent, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren's lifetime. We don't know.
So now he's being a little more couched. Now, again, documentaries have been made, books have been written. We've done thousands of shows on this. We have his emails. We have the witnesses. We have the documents. We have the congressional testimony. They created it. They released it to then roll out the solution that's even worse, the poison shots. But what is next year? That's the election year. When did Alvin Bragg request the judge to launch the 8-week trial, he estimates, of Trump at the beginning of the primaries, right through primary season? to dominate the news coverage. All a big production.
As a longtime listener, I've tried nearly every one of your nutraceuticals, products like DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, and your vitamin C and zinc with rose hips have become staples of my everyday life.
Thank you.
But what I feel, you're welcome. And what I feel is more important, though, is your filtration systems. The fact that we spend one third of our life in our bed, everyone should have an air filter in your bedroom at least. You have no idea what you're missing if you don't. And if you're not filtering your water that you drink, the water that you cook with, or even the water that you clean your fruits and vegetables with, again, you are not taking your health into your own hands like you can. It'll change everything for you. And once you get back the shower filters, I propose you get together a package with all three to get everyone started with a healthier living.
Well, let me interrupt you, and then we'll come back from break. Yes, and you'll get your point out. But I want to just say something about this. It came out 2 weeks ago. We've done some reports on it, but I haven't covered it personally. They gave the Health and Human Services Department and the EPA months ago a 50-plus university, 20-year study consortium that the IQs are dropping because of fluoride in the water and fertility. Of course, they knew that. That's why they did it. And Admiral, whatever his name is, the guy that dresses like a girl, he blocked that, but the report still came out. So, yes, they are bombing us through the water supply. If you think it's bad they're giving mRNA shots to some of the cows, if you think that's bad, ladies and gentlemen, what they call fluoride is just toxic waste. That's a buy-all catchphrase for up to 300-plus chemicals they dump in the water